There is still time to save your seat for the Wealth Lab Building Your Implementable Profit Plan, kicking off on September the 14th. Do you want to learn how to forex your profits and make leaps in your take home? Then look no further than the profit plan method. It's what we've used to grow our bottom line and help countless others grow theirs. And we're teaching it for free starting September the 14th. If you have not reserved your spot yet, head over to annetteandco.co.uk/TWL or click the link in the show notes to come and save your place. Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio episode 221, Business Budgeting in a Recession. So let's dive in. Of course, when we're in a recessionary period, we need to keep a close eye on our business budgeting. How do we go about doing that? Well, the first thing that I advise any business owner to do is make sure there are no money leaks in your business. A money leak is something in your business, spending in your business, that is not either A, 100% necessary to keep the proverbial lights on, or B, is not delivering you a positive return in terms of money or in terms of time. So anything that falls out with that scope should be, could be considered a money leak in your business, and it's worth examining that closer to ensure that you do not have money leaking out your business. That is the very first step that we need to take in order to build a business budget during this point in time, during a recession, or in fact, during any period of time. The next thing that we need to consider and layer on is, what is our revenue going to look like during a recession? Can we still offer the same products and services that we were offering previously? Can we still serve the same audience that we were serving before? And can we still charge at the same price points as we have been up until now? What I don't want you to do is take this as an indication that I am saying to reduce your prices at this point in time during a recession. I am not saying to reduce your prices. No way. That is not my message. My message is making sure that all of those three come together and you can deliver exceptional value to your clients still for the price they are paying, but making sure that you can still offer the same products and services or not. What do you need to do to adapt at the same price point? Again, what do you need to do to adapt? That could include putting up your prices. And can you serve the same audience? Again, what do you need to do in your business to adapt? Because once you really truly understand what your core costs are, and you can only do that by eliminating the money leaks in your business, and then layering on what your revenue will be, your revenue potential, then you'll understand what your profit is, your take home is, and what your tax is. And it's only then that you start to build out a full budget for your business during this period of time, and of course, beyond. And it's only then that you can really get a clear picture of what your business's financial health will be during this recession, because in no way does it need to decrease. You can go through a recession with a strong, financially healthy business, and you can actually have business growth during a recession as well, depending on your positioning in the marketplace, depending on whether you can attract the ideal client. And the ideal client has money to spend. Of course, an ideal client is someone that has money to spend as well. We need to be really aware of that, that in a recessionary period, some people, bits of the population, will not have money to spend as freely as other parts of the population will. And understanding what that means for your business and your service delivery is going to be incredibly important as well. Also layering in, as you're thinking about this, as you've got the expenses under control by eliminating those money leaks, that you've understood the revenue, you need to think about team as well. Can your current team sustain the level of business that you are projecting going forward? Does that work for you? Do you need to be taking on more team members? Do you need to be hiring? Do you need to be adjusting roles? One thing to remember is that when people have a role in your business, they should be able to impact, at the very least, the bottom line in some way. The activities that they do should have positive outcomes for the business's bottom line if they are not in directly revenue generating roles. Of course, if they are in any kind of sales role, then they need to be affecting the top line as well. But making sure that each role is built so that it affects your business's bottom line in a positive way, so that people are an asset to your business rather than a cost, is an incredibly important thing to also look at when you are looking at business budgeting in general, but also specifically in a recession. And of course, if you are looking to grow, if you are looking to scale up during a recessionary period, important to remember that as we are going to have an increase in unemployment, there are potentially some incredible people coming to the marketplace that your business can hire to grow and scale your business as well, if that is indeed your aim, if that is what you want to achieve in your business.
So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you do like what I share, please do come and subscribe to the podcast, perhaps even leave a review so that other people can find this podcast as well and benefit from everything that I am sharing. Also, if you enjoyed, I would love if you want to take a screenshot of this episode, share it out onto your social media platforms. If you do, please, please do tag me. I'm Annette_Fergs on both Twitter and Instagram. So if you tag me, I can come along, give you a follow, give you a like and some love over there as well. Until next time.